Hello, welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we'll be discussing leadership, business, and human potential, inspiring you to live rich from the inside out. Unlock your creativity, stretch out of your comfort zone, break through your barriers, take inspired action, and achieve epic results. Now, here's your host, two-time best-selling author, speaker, and certified executive coach, Deborah Kosowski.
Hey there, everyone, and welcome to episode 59, The Painful Truths of Why People Fail to Meet Their Goals. Setting a goal is not the main thing. It is deciding how you will go about achieving it and staying with that plan. Tom Landry. Goal setting can occur at any time of the year. People seem to think that New Year's resolutions or goals have to be done at a certain time. However, the resolutions are things that you're wishing to happen with no definite measurement or time frame in which you wish to achieve it. There's no game plan. It's simply an announcement of something you wish to resolve. Well, I'm going to tell you about some of the painful truths about why people are failing to meet their goals. First of all, they're interested versus committed. Some people steer away from setting goals for the fear of truly making a commitment. One of the number one reasons why people fail to meet those goals is because they're more interested in having it happen than actually committed to making it happen. Commitment takes discipline, hard work, and even some sacrifice along the way. If you really want to achieve something, you must maintain focus on the right things. And think about what those right things are for you. Too many people focus on the wrong things. When people set goals, there are times when they set goals that they're trying to avoid something. They end up focusing on what they don't want. And as the saying goes, you get more of what you focus on. If you continually put your attention and focus and time on avoiding what you don't want, for some reason, the universe delivers. It always seems to be there. Your focus needs to be on what you want to achieve. And then there's those who don't know what you want. Another reason people fail to meet their goal is that they lack clarity. They've never stopped and really thought about or reflected on what they truly want in their life. They didn't think about where their career could take them or what type of legacy that they'd like to leave. If you don't know where you're going, you can end up anywhere. And if you're frustrated, you need to change what you're doing. And I'm just going to put in my little plug here as we have just launched a brand new program to break through. It's a revolutionary way of goal setting to help you achieve your goals. 6-week boot camp. Everything's online, accessible to you day or night. And that you can work through some of the things that you need to do and truly set goals that you're going to achieve. And I'm going to be with you along the way. So if you are interested in this, take away that frustration that you've been feeling, especially about, you know, you've set goals in the past and you're like, geez, you know what? I just can't break it. I don't know what I'm missing, or I've never really thought about getting clear on what I want. So what is Deb talking about? Well, I'd like to invite you, join me so that you can take away that frustration, so you can really get clear, make those decisions you need to make this your best year ever. You can go to www.deborahkosowski, that's DEBRAKOSOWSKI.com/achieve goals. And you will find out more information about this phenomenal program that can help hold you accountable, help you get more excited about the goals that you have for yourself, and finding a way to really make it your reality. So the other thing that I've noticed is that people don't have an action plan. Imagine getting in your car. You're sitting behind the steering wheel. You turn on the ignition and you have no idea where you're going or how to get there. There are many people out in the world wandering with no real sense of direction, no plan. You can't get to where you want to go if you don't have a plan to get there. I'm not saying that not to focus on the how initially. That's where clarity comes in. You need to know where you want to go as you focus on what that is. You will become a creative thinker. You will figure out the how. The how will come. What will it take for you to get there, to be what you want to be? What knowledge, skills, and abilities will you have to gain and learn? Who do you need to speak to get more information? The other thing that holds people back, and this is a painful reason, is that you just can't make that decision. You waffle back and forth. Making decisions is part of the reason a person is successful. Indecisiveness can lead to missed opportunities. Opportunities don't fit or wait in the wings for you to decide that the time is right. People who are ready to take action will seize the opportunity. You need to be prepared to be ready. Weigh out the facts, trust yourself and your judgment, and make the decision. The other thing is that people set goals that with no emotional connection. I've seen many people set goals, and they have no meaning to them. Some are chasing it for material wealth, and others realize that they have no emotional connection to the goal that they set. And the issue is often that someone else set the goal for them. They end up self-sabotaging every action, and it's not truly what they want, and they're not being true to themselves. You may have faced an internal struggle of doing things that no longer feel that important to you or lack the emotional connection. Setbacks tend to lead to paralysis. Another painful truth about why people fail to meet their goals is that when a setback occurs, a shift into an all-or-nothing thinking happens. They are devastated by any failure. They fail to see the lesson and self-correct quickly and move forward. These people lose motivation quickly, and they often give up. The need to rally and put in strategies in place when a setback occurs, and they can prepare for their greatest comeback, that they've never happened to take the lessons that they learned with them. Playing it safe. When you avoid taking risks, you miss out on opportunities for growth and challenge. I'm not saying to put all eggs in one basket. I want you to do your due diligence. It's important. Too many people fail to take a risk because they haven't assessed and analyzed any of the information available to them. They simply just brush it off. Sometimes it takes only one action that can propel you so much farther than you've ever been before if you only stopped and take the time to learn what you need to learn to make a decisive decision. And the other thing is the comparing yourself to others is just a trap. The other painful truth is the comparison trap. We often catch ourselves comparing ourselves to others, thinking that they are so much farther ahead of where they have a skill or something that you would like to have. Everyone faces life challenges. You're not unique in that aspect. They might not display it to the world, especially through social media, which is everybody's greatest day. Focus on your own strengths and what you have to offer. You can learn from others, but don't compare where you are at to someone else that you don't know someone else's struggle. The other thing I want to remind you is there is no magic wand or silver bullet to success. You need to stay driven and committed to your goals. You need to be clear on what it is you truly want. Make a decision and a plan to make it become your reality. It is time to end the frustration and the disappointment of not meeting your own expectation. Thank you so much for joining us on the Millionaire Woman Show here, where we're talking about leadership, business, and principles of human potential. I am here to help you live rich from the inside out. I would love to hear from you about some of the nuggets that you've gained and how it has helped you in your life. Please pass this podcast on, share it with other people, subscribe, give us a 5-star high five rating, and even write us a review. We are grateful that you are here to share this experience so that you can step to your next level. You can also go to our website at www.deborahkozowski.com. Sign up for our free MP3 download, the 10 surefire strategies to help you become more productive and more efficient and boost your performance. And there's so many things that we have for you. So we would love for you to be a part of our community. And the other thing I just want to reinforce with to you again today is don't hesitate to join us. Clear that frustration. Get that clarity that you need to make this the best year ever. Join our boot camp. We'd love to have you. We're going to have a remarkable time over the next 6 weeks. You can join us at any time. Everything is available to you 24/7 online. It is going to be the best ever. It is time to make a shift. It is time for you to make those goals become a reality. Let me help you. Go to www.deborahkozowski.com/achieve goals. We would love for you to be a part of it. And remember, go out and be the change you wish to see in the world, as Muhammad Gandhi said, and make today great. Take care, everyone.